Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. David asked the question like this. He said, who will ascend the hill of the Lord? He saw his relationship with God as a journey. So God wants to show us the journey that he wants to take us on, and he wants to show us that we've been called higher. So for the next couple weeks, I want to talk to you about what it means to be called higher. Can you say that with me today? Called higher. This is what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:12-14. He said, not that I've already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to yet have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I believe that as we approach this journey of faith, we have to approach this journey with humility. One thing that we can see in the words of Paul is that he doesn't approach it with pride. He doesn't approach this journey saying, hey, I've got it all together. But rather, he approaches this journey of faith humbly. So it's important that we approach the journey of faith with humility. We can see that in Paul, and even in the writings of Paul. If we look through the New Testament, he starts off one way, right? And he's on the road to Damascus as Saul, and he gets knocked off his horse, right? And he becomes Paul, he becomes more humble. And that journey of faith, he actually becomes more and more humble as he goes on. So whenever we think that we have arrived, actually, we're starting to miss something. We're missing part of what God wants to see it. And if you're not humble, you're definitely going to miss some part of the journey of faith that God has for you. So when we approach God and when we approach the journey that God has given us, we have to approach it with humility. This is what Paul is showing us. He says, I don't know everything. I haven't obtained everything. We should come into God's presence to learn something new that we did not know before. I don't assume that I know everything about everything. I don't assume that I know everything about the things of God. We begin the journey of faith with humility. And we continue the journey with humility. We approach our journey of faith. And this is what James said in James 4:6. He said, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. How many people want grace? Amen. I like grace. I like the thought of grace. I like the thought of sowing different types of seeds in my life that would cause God to give me grace. So God's going to give you grace if you're humble. Your journey, though, is going to be difficult if you approach it any other way. If you approach the journey of faith, if you approach the pursuit of God any other way except through the lens of humility, it's going to be difficult. I don't know about you, but I like humble people. I like hanging out with humble people. I like humble people as friends. They're just easy. They're easier to get along with. Humble people represent Jesus well. Why? Because Jesus was a humble person. And we're meant to walk this faith with humility. And once we have that humility, we see that in the scripture, then we have to develop tenacity. Look at somebody and say, tenacity. There's this inner tenacity that we have to press on into the things that God has called us to do. And if we're not tenacious in our approach towards God and towards faith, the smallest things will stop us. I don't know if you've seen this in some people's lives. They start their journey of faith and then something comes up and it just pauses them. Lots of things can stop your faith journey if you're not tenacious. I'm sure you could let your mind think about the different things, small and large, that could stop. You could be stopped by tragedy. You could be stopped by disappointment. You could be stopped by a season of transition. You could be stopped by something good, like a promotion, like getting busier, like having a child, like a new relationship. The enemy can cause good or bad things to cause you to get distracted and stop your faith journey. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to be tenacious in how I pursue the faith journey. God has put a faith journey before you, but the question is, how will you pursue it? Will you pursue it casually, or will you pursue it with tenacity? When you approach faith, when you approach God, when you approach your Christian walk, will you approach it casually, or will you approach it with tenacity? I have three kids, and it's funny how many parallels there are between kids and adults. Like, kids are like the scaled down, the micro version of what we go through as adults, and we can look at their lives. And one thing that I look at when I'm looking at my kids, I see how excited they get about whatever this new video game or sports, or they're excited about something else. But then just as quickly as they get excited about that thing, they're on to something new. The next week, the thing that was so cool, the thing they had to have, the thing they had to do, they were going to die if they didn't do that thing. It's not even on their radar anymore. But then there's one or two interests that seem to endure, that they're passionate about. It seems like they're pressing into those couple things. There seems to be tenacity behind it. We are like that as adults. There are things that come into our life and we get excited about it. Yeah, let's do that thing. Until it's not a thing anymore. And things come into our life and things go out of our life. But faith is not meant to be like one of those fleeting things. Our journey of faith is meant to be something that we're tenacious about. Something that we have a deep passion about. Jesus told us this parable about the sower, and I want to read it for you in Matthew 13. Matthew 13, 3 says, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his field, some seeds fell on the footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on the shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted and quickly because of the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still, others fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much has been planted. This faith that we have is like the seed of the good news that's planted in our hearts. And we can be four different types of soil, Jesus tells us. We can be four different types of ways in how we receive. We can be the footpath, we could be the shallow soil, we could be the thorny ground, or we can be fertile soil. Four types of soil. Some people are like the footpath. Their journey never really started because they didn't receive the call. Just as soon as God gave the call, they didn't receive it. Some people are like the shallow soil. They started so enthusiastically about Jesus, but then they burn out quickly because they didn't have roots that were deep enough. They didn't have tenacity. Some people are like the thorny ground. They started, but then the cares of life choked out their faith. Life happened, and they didn't have tenacity to endure. Lastly, some people are like fertile soil. Their hearts are ready to grow in God, and they have tenacity to go deep and have roots. And no matter what life throws at them, they continue to press towards God. What type of soil are you? Think about that. What type of soil are you? Are you the footpath where it's like the seed is sown and it never really has penetrated your heart? Or are you the shallow soil where you spring up quickly, but you've burned out? Are you the thorny ground where it's like there's so much going on in your life, it's so busy, it's so tangled up that it's choked out the journey of faith? Or are you the fertile soil that has tenacity? You have to have roots to have tenacity. Thank God for roots, right? Psalm 1 talks about that. You'll be like the righteous person is like a tree planted by the river of living water, right? You've got the roots are going down and you're receiving the nourishment that you need. When I was younger, my dad had this idea to buy a boat, and he loved this boat, not particularly just because he loved boats, but he loved our family, and he loved taking our family out on boat rides. And one day he got the idea to attach this water raft to the back of the boat. And the raft was called the Screamer. And it was called Screamer for a reason, because if you started at any velocity with that boat, whoever was on that raft would be screaming. And especially if you were in the bay and the water was choppy and you were catching some air, you were going to be screaming. The key, though, to staying... No, that's not the Screamer. Thank you. Thank you. Close. No, it's not the Screamer. That's whitewater rafting. Also fun. Not the same. The key to staying on the Screamer is, though, you had to hold on. If you let go, you were going to fall into the water. You had to hold on with everything you had just to stay on the raft. Paul said regarding our faith journey, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. We have to have tenacity. We have to hold on to that which Christ took hold of us. The faith journey. Look at somebody and say, take hold. The devil's going to try to rip away what God brings into your life. The devil will try to rip away the revelation, the hope, the good news from you if you don't hold on. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to hold on. You need to take hold like your life depends on it, because your life does depend on it. Right? When I was out there in the bay on the Screamer, you felt like your life depended on holding on to that thing. But in our faith journey, our life does depend on how we hold on to Christ and how we hold on to the good news. What level of tenacity? So take hold. To really press on, we have to be tenacious, we have to take hold, and we have to forget what's behind. Paul says it this way, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. I will press on towards the goal to win the prize. We have to forget about what's behind. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to forget about what's behind. No, this is important, that we forget about what's behind. You can't really hold on to something new unless you forget about what's behind. That's the problem sometimes when people are trying to get their faith journey started, right? And they are trying to hold on to Jesus, but yet they're still holding on to what's behind. Some of the old ways, some of the old habits, and God is inviting us to forget what's behind and cling on to, hold on to, like your life depends on it, onto Jesus, onto the faith journey, onto the journey that God has placed us on. Forget what's behind. We must forget what's behind so we can press for what is ahead. You're never going to discover the fullness of what's ahead if you keep on looking behind, if you keep on dwelling on what's behind, if you keep on going back to what's behind. This is why some people fail in the journey of faith. They're trying to press into what's ahead while still holding on to what's behind. That won't work. That'll make you feel so stretched in the wrong kind of way. Something in the past, some people are still tethered to. Something in what's behind them, they're not willing to let go. It'll tear you apart. It'll mess you up if you try to hold on to Jesus and hold on to what needs to be left behind. So we have to forget the past so we can embrace and press into what's ahead. So here's a question. Are you willing to forget what is behind so that you can embrace and press into what God has for you? Here's another question. Is there something that you're holding on to today? Is there something in your heart? Is there something, some habit, some way of doing things that you've been reluctant to let go of so that you could fully embrace the journey of faith? Joseph had to let go. He had to forget what was behind so that he could embrace what God had for him. He had to forget his pain, right? We have to surrender. We have to allow God to heal us, right? Surrender our right to get revenge, right? I'm going to forget that. I'm going to leave that behind. He had to forget his pain and the betrayal of his past and leave that behind him so he could press into his destiny as a future leader. God wants to give you his plans for your future, but you have to leave the past behind you. Are you willing to do that today? You willing to leave some stuff in the past? Are you willing to become a new creation? That's what God wants for us. The old passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God wants to reinvent you, a new creation, but you have to forget the past. You have to let go of some old grudges. Got to let go of some old ways of thinking, some old ways of acting. You have to forget the past if you want to press into what is ahead. Paul said in Philippians, I press on towards the goal to win the prize. How many want to win the prize in life? I don't know about you. I want to win the prize. Not just what people think is important in this life, but I want to win the prize for what God is saying is important. Something that's eternal, has eternal value. I want to win the prize. So Paul is thinking that way. He's thinking eternally. He's saying, I press on. I'm tenacious. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This is what it's all about, the high calling. We are called higher. Do you believe that you were called higher? Do you believe that you are called higher? Do you believe that God has called you? We're called higher. So we're gonna see that some will respond. Some will respond to the calling, and some are not going to respond to the calling, but we're all called. Jesus told us, for many are called, but few are chosen. Why is that? Why is it that many are called, but few are chosen? God calls us all, but not everybody responds. I could say that many are called, but few choose to respond to the calling. God is always calling. God's word says that he doesn't want anyone to perish. So he's calling us. But it's our job to respond. And I'm encouraging you today not just to respond, but to respond with tenacity. To hold on. To forget what's behind you so that you can hold on better. God is calling you higher. God has good plans for everyone, but not everyone responds to the plans. God is calling you higher. There's a high calling. Will you respond? Will you respond? It's a question between you and Him. Will you respond to that calling? It's not just salvation. It's a journey that goes beyond. That's the threshold. The threshold is salvation, right? That's the beginning of the journey. But He's calling you. Paul said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said, there's a high calling. There's a high calling that we should press for. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:24, run in such a way as to get the prize. My prayer today is that you would get the prize, that you would run the race, that you would pursue God in a tenacious way to get the prize. I don't know about you, but I'm going to run this race in such a way that I can win. I want you to run the race in such a way that you will win. I pray that you'll respond. Not just to be saved, not just to take the first step, but to take the next step and the step after that that God has for you, because He's calling you. God has more. God has more. God has a high calling. Will you bow your heads with me today? You have been called higher. Not by me. You've been called higher by God. I'm just the messenger to remind you that you've been called higher. I'm the one sent to remind you you've been called by God. You've been called to go higher. Not just to hit the threshold of the door and say, I'm saved. Okay, I'm in. Okay, I'm going to heaven. But you've been called for more. To ask God, what is my purpose? What is my assignment? What is my identity in you? Paul said, I press towards the mark of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. I'm going to stay focused on that. I'm going to be tenacious over that. I'm going to hold on to that for which Jesus laid hold of me with. The good news, I'm going to lay hold of it. The gospel message, I'm going to lay hold of it. The mission of Christ, I'm going to lay hold of it. God's plans for me, I'm going to lay hold of it. I'm not going to let go. When some waves hit me, when some life hits me, I'm not going to turn it loose. I'm going to be tenacious. God help us have tenacity in our faith journey that we don't get thrown off course by the little things. By the little foxes, by the little distractions, by the little life events. And God, give us the tenacity that we don't get off course even when the big stuff drops. Give us roots, deep roots. Give us a root system, God, that we can take hold of your word. We can take hold of you and never let go. God, we want to press towards the mark of the high calling. We don't want to just slip into heaven. Just barely getting in there. No, God. We want to press towards the mark of the high calling. God, we want to do a good works. We want to do good works that glorify the Father. Let your light so shine among others that they will see good works and they will glorify your Father in heaven. God, I thank you for each and every person that's here today. And maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be in my faith journey. I need to recommit to Him. I need to commit to Him in that way you're talking about. I want to respond to Him, not in a religious way. I want to respond to Him with my heart, with my whole heart, with tenacity. I want to chase after Him. I want to follow Him. I want to pursue this faith journey. If that's you and you say, I want to dedicate my life to Christ, or I want to rededicate my life, just slip up your hand where you are. I want to pray with you today. Amen. Amen. There's something powerful when we say yes to Jesus. There's nothing more important. There's nothing in this world that's more important. Amen. If you lifted up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you for your love. When I was a mess, you gave your life. You died for me on the cross. And I'm thankful for your love. I'm thankful for your forgiveness. Jesus, forgive me. Apply the perfect work that you did on the cross to my life. And I'm sorry for the times I've sinned, the times I got off track, the times I missed it. Give me your grace. Give me your strength to live a life that pleases the Father. Give me your strength to walk in your footsteps and to live a life that pleases the Father. In Jesus' name, everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.